It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sawerwan.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 25th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Six people have been released from daily coronavirus monitoring by the North Dakota Health Department. This from KFGO. Disease control expert Kirby Krieger says all had recently returned to the state from China, but not from the area where it's believed the virus was first detected. Eight people currently are still under observation. A prosecutor says no charges will be filed against two Bismarck police officers involved in a fatal shooting last month. Burleigh County State's Attorney Julie Lawyer says the shooting of Cody Carnes was justifiable. Authorities say Carnes pointed a gun at officers outside his window after police were called to a noise complaint. Two officers were placed on standard administrative leave after the shooting. Those officers were Sergeant Dustin Miller and Detective Lance Allerdings. They have since been taken off administrative leave. The North Dakota Department of Transportation is encouraging all motorists to obtain the real ID before October 1st, 2020. Starting October 1st, a real ID compliant form of identification will be required to board a commercial flight or gain access to secure federal facilities, including military bases and some federal offices. Federal legislation created Real ID to improve the reliability and accuracy of driver's licenses and identification cards. A group of North Dakota State University students gathered Monday night in support of 22-year-old Ben Anderson. Anderson was a student at North Dakota State University. Anderson was riding a snowmobile in Minnesota this last weekend when he fell through some ice on a lake. He was first brought to a hospital in Alexandria and then flown to Sanford Medical Center in Fargo, where he died. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.